Yeah,
We're
sure.
not
On
going
the
to cut
Xbox.
any of this,
Got it.
and we can roll with it because as long as I've got your clap from the beginning and us talking now, we'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I got you, boo.
All right. I'm
Look at
saving first
that.
half,
Look at
and
that.
then I'm going to start recording second half in approximately 4 seconds or maybe 10 seconds.
I'm a little worried about how you can count down to recording, but carry on.
Well, it said it knows how. Okay, we're good again.
Fuck y'all, though.
I startled the dog with that one.
Wow, did we all? That was perfect. I couldn't even hear anyone else's clap. That
it's
was
because no one else actually clapped.
Oh, really?
No, I'm sure it's fine. It'll be fine.
It
we're
did
fine
kind
here.
Of sound like nobody else actually clapped. That's why I was
no,
surprised.
It was actually very good. Everybody did it.
Okay. I saw a clap on mine, and I upset the dog with that one. So I now have to pet Chewie.
We're like,
pet Chewie's
have you guys
tiny
seen
head.
The funeral song like gif of the guy like someone doing something stupid and then the guy's carrying the funeral?
Oh, and they're like dancing it on their shoulder.
Yeah.
No, I
were the guys.
That one.
We're the guys that are carrying the coffin because we're so in sync. That's who we are right
oh,
now.
Oh snap!
I gotta find that video and put it on here. Can someone send
just
send
get
me
on
the
TikTok?
Original?
You'll fucking see it every
I'm
two
fucking...
minutes.
Don't
I can't help it. I've devolved into a 13-year-old girl.
I
13-year-old person. 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 Person.
This got weird.
Yeah,
but it already started weird.
Weird.
The thing
so,
is, I get it.
It's on par.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Kevin, it does it. Right now. I don't.
Kevin, you're drunker than I
no,
are.
No. It see,
that's the
people.
Problem.
People are craving to see other people, and if you get to see them on a yeah. video, then that's that. Whatever. I don't like necessarily.
Welcome to Sitsock, the totally non-visual element of your life right now. Obviously, we're on VertSock. I have stopped numbering them.
Oh, really? Because I've kept numbering them, so...
No, we still have the episode numbers, okay. But I stopped counting which VertSock we're on, because VertSock was what I was putting on for the COVID-19 SARS pandemic.
Oh, okay.
It's May.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
I just turned around.
It is already, in fact... May.
It is, in fact, oh. May.
So I
it's
have something
already May.
That we can talk about because
go ahead, Chewie.
One of our close friends of the podcast, Kevin Sears, has
oh, shit.
Just
I
watched
to go somewhere else. Okay.
Every single. Oh, did you want me to go there?
No, okay. I didn't really.
Every single, gonna... every oh single Star Wars movie in a row from chronologically. This weekend.
Yep.
He took
Wait,
2 days off on either side of the weekend, and Kevin and
Holy
Megan watched
dicks.
Every single Star Wars movie. I've never
That's like
even
six
heard
more
of...
than he's ever seen.
I know. I've never heard of him watching A, that many movies in a row, and B, that many movies from the same franchise in a
yeah.
row.
So,
and C, dicks. All in a row, like
Kevin.
Chronologically, to tell a story.
Joe,
yeah.
Kyle, shut up.
So,
Kevin, speak.
We got super stoked because of the date, and I'm going to date the podcast, but May the 4th be with you all. And
Revenge of the Fifth.
We had not seen. Well, there was two we hadn't seen. We never watched Solo, and we never watched Rise of Skywalker. So we had a couple of gems in there, but we wanted to watch them all from start to finish. And it was amazing. It was awesome.
So Kevin kept texting us the whole time, and he kept saying, I really like this movie. I really like this movie. And I was like, Kevin,
yes.
You can't like all these movies. You're being a bad Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Only
yeah,
good Star Wars fans hate the movies.
I
Kevin,
okay.
Did you watch them in the order that they were released?
No.
Or in the order that they
no.
take place?
No.
Chronological.
So you watched chronological.
I want to bring this. I want to bring this to you. I really want to know what you think about this. The transition from the last 20 minutes of Rogue One into the first 20 minutes of A New Hope.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that?
No, it's the... it's like a tearjerker. It's so amazing. Okay.
I mean,
But
I cried my eyes out
yeah,
the last
no.
time I watched it.
The I'm thing is, a lot of it
nice.
Is like throwback tearjerkers. Like, so much of it, you're just like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. This is so amazing. But I am a very bad, like, true Star Wars fan. Megan and I both are. Because I actually really enjoy the first three movies, episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Kevin, I want to give you. I want to tell you something. I want to give you this. You're allowed to like things.
And I do, and I like them all. I there's goofy things, yes, and I was annoyed a little bit here and there, but I've enjoyed every single movie.
Apologies, everybody. We had a bit of technical audio difficulties. Impressive we made it this far before a complete catastrophic failure. But it comes back together now.
Okay, we're good again.
Okay.
Okay.
God, I hope I'm sober enough to figure that out in a couple of weeks. Okay. Regardless. I don't think I can begrudge enjoying the prequels to anybody. Like they are fun. They really are fun in certain ways. They're a letdown in the experience of the moment, but they're fun.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about this because I don't remember the last time we talked about it. But each time a new Star Wars movie had come out over the last few, because Kate and I started dating shortly after the first of the new trilogy came out, right? I think that lines up right. Yes. And so it kind of became like a thing where we'd go see the new Star Wars movie. But each time what we would do is we'd catch up on the last few. And the last one, we crammed in everyone except Solo, because Christ, Kate hates Solo. But one of the things that always strikes me, and like really strikes me, and y'all know I'm a cantankerous butthole person, but the end of Rogue One transitioning into the beginning of A New Hope, and the way that there's that whole, like, Star Wars comes out, and you're like, oh, we've got the plans for the thing with the stuff, and we give it to the robot. That's fine. And you're like, okay, well, this is weirdly blasé for these, you're being attacked by the space evil samurai man and the space evil samurai robot people that attack you. And there's, like, no context. But when you get that context of Darth Vader just, I'm sorry, has anyone not seen the end of Rogue One?
I think you're good here.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You're probably fine.
Yeah. So I think Kevin was the last one. So, like, if you think about that last scene when Darth Vader is just murdering his way through people, just slashing through and just annihilating people, and they're playing fucking hot potato with that little data disc, and it's going down, and the guy's, like, sticking his arm through the door of the malfunctioning door that could chop his arm off at any second, because he knows he's going to fucking die painfully, but this is his only chance to save humanity. Like, that whole scene is just me sitting there, fingers in my mouth, tears in my eyes, like, oh my God. And then they finally get it there. Like, oh man. Like,
I need to watch Rogue One again. I haven't seen it since it came out, I think.
Oh, dude. It's so solid. That movie is so good.
It's so good. And
go ahead, Ken.
Go on. No, go on. I'm just going to wax poetic.
Sure. There's only one little gripe that I have. Well, okay, two technically, and one of them is not the movie's fault.
Okay, the whole
fault.
Thing is just one giant gripe.
One thing that is a whole gripe. Okay.
The whole movie's
the terrible. One minor gripe that I have is that the trailer for Rogue One had the segment where she's up on the top of the tower and a TIE fighter shows up right in front of her.
The fucking TIE fighter in the... Yes.
And they that wasn't in the movie, like, at all. I'm
Did
like,
you guys know that I hate trailers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never get... I feel like I can feel where you're coming from, but I would never get mad at a trailer for a movie if they didn't include that footage. Because, like, the producers have way too much leeway in what goes into a trailer and what goes into the final cut. And it's all money at that point. So you just...
I'm not going to hold that against the film.
Yeah, me either.
But I want to murder Hollywood over it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Like,
so, but I agree with Joe completely on that one. But otherwise, it is so well put together. And honestly, like, y'all know, cantankerous butthole person here. I cried during that movie when I first saw it, and I've cried every time since I've seen it. Mm. Like, I've seen it two or three times. I have actually probably cried more since seeing it subsequent times because as I'm going, the scene when all of the rebels. The scoundrels are all together after the leadership and
Mon Mothma. That's
Mothra. When Mothra tells them that they're not gonna attack, and then they all storm out, and then they come together and they're like, you see all those guys who are like terrorists. Like, I mean, you're like at least 75% of an Osama bin Laden there, right? Like,
they're the brave fighters of Mujahideen.
I mean, they're awful people. They've done terrible things, and just that moment of all the performances of all of the background characters and everybody, just like, we have done unspeakably terrible things. We have violated even our own, like, core code of conduct. If we stop now, then we're just horrible people. Like if this wasn't if this doesn't have any meaning, if this didn't have some kind of substance, if this didn't mean something, then what the hell are we doing? And that whole scene, like, I just lost it. And from there to the end of the movie, I just was like in tears. So it was the whole like, no, we did this for a reason. We're here to just we're committing atrocities because it's in the name of what is right. And if we didn't finish the job, then we're just committing atrocities.
Yeah, I think that's part of what makes me so excited for like the Cassian Andor TV show they're gonna do, or that a little bit of Mandalorian and some of the like darker episodes of the shows are the only thing you really get when you explore like the kind of messed up side of like what the rebellion's all about. Like the comics get into it a little bit when you're talking about like. There's an arc where Leia kind of descends into madness for a little bit after like she gets betrayed by somebody and their like whole rebel fleet gets destroyed before Hoth, and it's like you see these dark parts of like what it is to be in a rebellion and like how it's not just about like the heroes that save the day, but there's like some really up shit that happens.
Fighting the good fight involves bombing a distressing number of orphanages.
Yeah,
there is a few other spots though that really get me in that series.
Like when Anakin kills all those Yinglings.
Nah, I don't care. No, when what's her name? She's got purple hair, and she
Haldo, Amulyn
yes,
Haldo.
Oh, yeah. Yes, when she hyperspaces into the
right
ship.
Into that ship, and that it just splits in half. Shit. And it's so amazing too, because like all of the sound stops and it's like completely silent.
Yeah,
and you just get this.
That
like,
was a
view.
Very cool scene.
It's slow motion.
A lot of people got way butthurt about that, but I fucking adored that scene.
Oh
The comments on why that scene's dumb really frustrate me, because I'm like, why don't they just send every ship into a space station? And you're like, there's so many reasons why you shouldn't.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, such a dumb
like,
idea.
The timing had to be perfect, right? Because you're going into I don't know. I just
We don't have to get into it, but like suffice it to say, what Kendrick was saying is true. It's so funny to hear.
Yeah.
Real Star Wars fans get mad about
ultimately,
it.
Ultimately, it's a very simple answer, which is that hyperspace drives are astonishingly expensive and hard to get a hold of, and you don't want to waste them if you can't afford otherwise.
And again, you're on the
and so
you're on the other side of a rebellion. You don't have resources like that.
You
can't
can't
just throw ships
yeah,
away.
She threw the capital ship of the Resistance at the capital ship of the First Order. Like, that's not a trivial thing.
I don't know.
And that's where it's like, I don't know.
It
didn't bother me in the moment, and it didn't bother me at all. It didn't retcon whatever. It's just like, because like the whole premise was if you would have hyperspaced like all your X-wings into the Death Star, it would have done nothing because of the sheer amount of mass difference. Like, fuck you, who cares?
Right.
But what other
and I think
stuff?
Ultimately.
Jeff?
Oh well, sorry, no, sorry. I just meant just her character, just the buildup, and you think she's like, you don't think she's doing it for good, but then she ends up sacrificing
you think
herself.
She's a stone cold.
Yeah,
bitch.
And then it's oh, and then the moment happens. It's just, I don't know, super awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Did you have any like moments where you're like, this is so dumb?
Ewoks.
there's sometimes where, well, there was
Canto
one
bite.
In that same movie where after that happens and that ship is just
Canto bites.
Split in half and falling to death, basically. How is that one ship still okay that they escape on?
Kylo's command ship.
Everything is burning.
It might have been, I don't know.
Everything's
don't
like
know, man.
Getting destroyed, but that one ship is
plot armor.
Yeah.
Plot armor. Yeah.
Probably. And also they don't explain how Chewie showed up in the Millennium Falcon to rescue her. You know what I mean? Or because it said she escaped in the or she left in his escape pod, in Snoke's escape pod. But then she ends up on the Millennium Falcon somehow. There was just like a...
I think they just picked her up. That's like one of those plot points
where I'm like,
they must have picked the sword up after they threw it.
Yeah.
They totally, you know, found them and stuff. Because it's really easy to program distress signals to from Imperial signals to Rebel signals.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
But, again,
that's a
very
crazy
little
point.
Like, meh. I don't know. It doesn't bother me.
Real quick. I want to hit this second point, my other gripe, because I actually, I do want to kind
of
discuss
Star
this.
Star Wars or with
Rogue One?
Okay.
the beginning of A New Hope in the comparison between the two, when Mon Martha gets the, when they get the Death Star plans. I guess that's not necessarily the
Mothra.
Beginning. When Mon Mothra gets the Death Star plans, she has a very specific quote. Many Bothans died to get us this information. It wasn't a single Bothan in that whole movie. Like, I feel sure? they kind of didn't.
Wait,
I know
wait,
what a Bothan
wait,
looks like.
For the record,
they didn't have
the
any
record,
of the Bothans in it.
For the record, that didn't come about until the third movie.
Did that not?
Right?
No, that was when they got. Because that was. No, okay, so correction. It wasn't in the beginning. It was when they're doing the. Like, they're drawing up the battle plans to attack the Death Star. Because now they have the actual plans, and they start talking about the graph.
That's episode 6, though.
No, they fought the Death Star twice. They fought
they
the Death
did,
Star at the end of.
It was the second Death Star that the Bothans died to bring this information.
Really?
According to my rapid typing just now. Because I remember we've had this argument
Bothans
before, Joe.
Died. Also.
Anyway.
We've had this argument before. Well, the whole point was that it was actually... No, we had this before in response to Rogue One. Because we actually have had this argument about how...
Fuck, we
no
did
Bothans.
Have this discussion before. Yes.
And it was because it was actually the Bothans died bringing the information to the second Death Star.
I retract my gripe. I thought it was...
We've had this before, and I remember being fussy, too, because I'm like, what about the Bothans? And it turns out, no, it was the second Death Star.
We
it
should,
was the second Death Star.
We should ask Kevin some more questions. I have
but
one.
I just want to bring what? Up that while I was looking for that, I found a meme, and it was the comic where Akbar and Mon Mothma are going down the elevator, and they're like... He's like, you want to get coffee? He's like, yeah, we'll send some Bothans. Like, many Bothans died to get this coffee. We got to stop sending them. They just drop over.
Jobs.
Okay, so you got to experience the entire Skywalker saga, as they call it, even not including Solo and Rogue One, but you got to experience all nine of the Skywalker saga.
Yes. Quick interrupt. I have not seen the last Star Wars yet. We have
we
not sat down and watched
Disney Plus right now.
I'm going to. That's the plan.
All right, bye, Joe.
Fuck, hurry up.
No spoilers.
Well, then I can't ask what I was going to say, so never mind.
I mean, it kind of does.
It kind of does what?
Joe, hurry. I mean, it might, depending on if you want to ask anything about the end of it.
It does. It has. My comment was going to be directly related to stuff that happens at the end of
Come
Rise
on,
Skywalker.
Man.
It's,
you're behind Kevin.
You're really
pulling
Kevin
right
now.
Not a good
we were going to watch it last night, and then baby stuff happened. So.
fucking Kevin.
Yep.
So why did you like Solo so much? Like, I really like Solo a lot, but I know
I
there's other people.
Solo, so defend yourself and your opinions, Kevin.
Okay. It's probably nostalgia, to be honest, but I...
Interesting defense.
I liked... When I don't know, so he's a cool character, and it's cool to see where he came from. But like finding Chewbacca and everything, the whole heist scene was crazy. I always like Woody Harrelson. Always like Woody Harrelson.
I will agree. Woody Harrelson was a high point of the movie.
And,
indeed, a treat.
And the whole Darth Maul thing at the end has me really curious.
They actually, there's a lot they talk about in there. Like, if you watch, you have to watch a lot of the external Star Wars stuff in turn. I mean, like Clone Wars and that's Rebels and stuff. But they actually flesh out a lot of Darth Maul's storyline, and it's way more intense than I thought, barring any spoilers. But, like, the way he gets to being where he's at the end of Solo is kind of a crazy journey.
See, and he was always one of my absolute favorites as a kid. So seeing him again was amazing. And then I also like to... I like the whole how he got the Millennium Falcon and Lando. I don't know, just all the little things like that. Just
Lando Calrissian was another high point of the movie. Like that was an excellent portrayal.
Yes, I don't know. It was fun. I just liked it. It's easy to please me when it comes to Star Wars stuff. So
hey,
me too.
I also.
So I'm I'm not supposed to watch Solo in this house. And if Kate's upstairs, she might hear me. I have to be quiet.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize it was that bad.
You're going to have to sneak out of the house.
She hated Solo. She hated it. I didn't mind it because I'm used to... I mean, I watched fucking Final Fantasy The Spirits Within, so I'm used to half-assed bullshit adaptations. But she was felt so betrayed by that movie. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not good, but it's not... That. I mean, I watched it at the Alamo half drunk, so I feel like you can enjoy anything at the Alamo half drunk.
Oh yeah.
So
probably true.
I don't know. I kind of want to go back and watch it again, but it wasn't that bad. I think my main problem with it was that it would have been a really great space western if it didn't have Star Wars decorations on it.
That's funny because that exact opposite opinion is why Mandalorian is so good, because it's a Star Wars with
right. Oh,
decorations.
For the record,
yeah.
I mean that Mandalorian makes my smaller PP into the big PP.
Indeed, that what a phenomenal series.
Yeah, the Mandalorian is one of the best. Kevin, have you watched Mandalorian
yet?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're all caught up there. Okay,
yeah. We're all okay. Sweet Jiminy.
Yeah.
That was one of the best TV shows I've ever seen.
It's
and
amazing.
I don't mean Star Wars TV shows. I mean, I don't think I can name a better TV show.
Really? You're not even like Firefly and like stuff like that?
Firefly's good, and I love Firefly, but The Mandalorian was so fucking good.
I have trouble listening to... Well, sorry. I don't have trouble. I am very interested in hearing people's opinions of why they didn't like The Mandalorian, and the majority of time what I've heard is that there's too much filler, and everything is very like, not Mary Sue's not the right word, but everything is like very like, it's very predictable, and it's not that like,
yeah,
and so I'm like, I guess,
yeah, I can appreciate that, but it's also sort of like, it's a critique of the genre to me, like it's a gunslinger, it's
yeah.
a western. The gunslinger,
sure.
western, samurai genre, it's all the same kind of thing. And you're going to have some Mary Sue qualities. You're going to have some, why does this guy know everything? You know, Gary Stu or whatever. Like, you're going to have those elements.
Yeah.
Because
I like Gary
that's
Stu.
Kind of part and parcel for the genre, right? Like,
well, see, I disagree with the Mary Sue aspect of it. Because, I mean, he doesn't generally know a lot. Like... The whole thing is kind of based around them. Not a lot of people actually understand what's going on. Like a lot of
it's well balanced that he doesn't actually know what's going on, but he does honestly end up doing way too well.
He gets the shit kicked out of him the majority of the series, though.
It doesn't bother him, though, does it?
In some ways,
he's got the armor. It's like an RPG.
I do like
plot armor.
The progression of that show is so good, though, because who was expecting him in this podcast? Who's expecting him to get a majority of the full set of Mandalorian Beskar armor by like the third episode?
I did not anticipate literally any part of that show.
Yeah,
it is quite literally a D&D campaign.
See,
like
that's
where you watch
part.
Someone level up and you're like, oh my god, like he's getting
how did
stuff
this happen?
It's like
yeah, he has
armor,
a new companion
and you're just
oh.
like, oh
yeah.
it's the best thing, he got another upgrade, and you just like
I felt kind of bad.
Like to see the baby.
I'd like to see the child. I felt kind of bad in that when they returned back to the city in the last two episodes, and they get down into the sewers, and there's just the pile of Mandalorian helmets. Because at first, like, the shock of it, of like, because of how much they've built that up, I was just like,
yeah.
wow, like, all the Mandalorians just gave up. Like, after they just went out, you know, guns blazing, and then took off. And then the second thought...
Wait,
which
gave
I felt,
up? They all died. Like, they got killed by the Empire.
Oh, I thought they
and
were
they
just...
didn't leave.
I thought they left their helmets behind.
Oh, and I thought that they were killed.
I thought there were heads in the helmets.
No, because I thought the Forgesmith, their leader, was talking about how they had all left. Like, I know that some of them probably died in the fight, but I figured they had all basically like, well, we're all packing it in here, and they just unmasked and took off.
Go back and watch that one. I don't remember now. I thought that they all died.
She says some of them escaped off planet. That's what made me think they had all died, because like, if they're actually Mandalorian, the creed was like, you don't There's like all that, like, this is the
like
way
I thought that well, the like helmets the... were denoting that they were all dead.
Right.
I thought it was
never,
the...
they would never
oh, okay.
take their helmets off. The only way their helmets would be laying on the ground is
only if they left. But only if they left the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Like if they left
well,
the
I
Kree.
Thought, my understanding of that scene was that all the Mandalorian helmets were that they were like beheaded.
They had been killed.
They were dead. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that does kind of change my outlook on it a little bit. On and that because
I want to point out one thing. I do want to point out one thing, and this is my favorite part of the Mandalorian, which is if my memory serves correctly, and it probably doesn't because whatever, but we actually get to see a thermal detonator detonate on screen for, as far as I know, the first time in all Star Wars history.
Out of the one
and
of the best characters in the show, too.
And it was actually really disturbing.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Because it fucked those guys up. And it, like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching it like, Jesus fuck, those guys are dead.
I feel like anybody was like thinking about that too, because in the first, very first episode, or maybe even the second episode, is when you see IG-11 with the thermal detonator in his chest.
Yeah.
Thermal
detonators are being threatened, and everyone always freaks out about thermal detonators, and you're like, oh, it's like a grenade. And you're like, you watch it, and you're like, Jesus, that is not a grenade. That is like a fucking air-to-surface missile being dropped on your fucking. This is the end of days for you guys.
Yeah.
Two more things about Mandalorian. One, the guest stars were phenomenal. Guest stars and guest directors are phenomenal.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Gonna keep going to the second season. Two.
Anytime you get Werner Herzog and Bo Burnham in the same show.
Bo Burnham was in there?
Wasn't that Bo Burnham? No, shit. Who is the comedian with the gun?
You're talking about...
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong BD guy.
And you had Richard Iowati as Zero in the droid in that episode. And you had Tiki Watati as IG-11. And he directed the season finale.
Yeah.
So, like, which makes me just love that. Like, What We Do in the Shadows is
everything
still happening.
About it.
That
movie, everything about it. And Taika Waititi is supposed to have a new Star Wars show.
Yeah.
Star Wars movie. So,
yeah, they're going to give him a movie because he's amazing.
He deserves it. That guy
fuckity
is so
fuck
good.
Yeah. All right, what was the other thing you said, Kyle?
Those are the two.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
that Tiki Watati is, like, just involved in it, and I love it, because everything that guy does is gold. I have yet to see something he's done that I just didn't really like on some level. Like,
he is... Did you see Jojo Rabbit?
No, but I wanted to.
Is it good?
Okay, all right, that's another fucking podcast, so we'll have to do that later.
I was going to say,
all right, guys, we're way over time.
All right, we'll talk more later.
I'll wrap up my...
Stop talking now. Stop recording now.